Welcome to Israel 18 News at 9:00 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a warm day across Israel, with temperatures slightly above the seasonal average. Expect a clear sky in major cities like Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, making it perfect for any outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports that Israel has killed Mohammad Yazouri, a senior Hamas commander in Gaza. This happened after previous attempts on his life failed. Also, Walla indicates that the Syrian Golan Heights is tense. Soldiers there want to maneuver deeper while attention is on other regional fronts. Also this hour, The Times of Israel reveals that a Lebanese official criticized IDF strikes. The strikes, he says, complicate efforts to disarm Hezbollah. Separately, Israel Hayom reports that an American Emirati AI project is changing direction. This shift comes amid fears of Iranian missile threats. And finally, according to I-24 News, the US has imposed new sanctions on Hezbollah. This follows missile strikes on two ships in the Strait of Hormuz. Here's what people are saying online. Ynet Global shared just minutes ago that temperatures will continue to rise. The heat stress is expected to worsen tomorrow. Middle East 24 posted a video earlier today, marking a significant moment in history. It shows the impact of United Airlines Flight 175 on September 11, 2001. Andrew Fox highlighted a post from an analyst. It discusses the Mecca Pact's focus on containing Israel, involving countries like Pakistan and Saudi Arabia. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the targeted strike in Gaza, Ynet reports that Mohammad Yazouri, a high-ranking Hamas commander, was killed. This is part of ongoing efforts by the IDF to weaken Hamas leadership in Khan Yunis. The move is likely to escalate tensions in the region, affecting civilian safety and stability. Turning to the Syrian Golan Heights, Walla highlights the strategic maneuvers by soldiers there. With eyes on Judea, Samaria, and other fronts, Syrian activities add complexity to regional security. This could increase the risk of a broader conflict in the area. Meanwhile, in Lebanon, a Times of Israel report sheds light on concerns about IDF operations. A Lebanese official argues that these strikes undermine efforts to disarm Hezbollah. This diplomatic tension could impact peace efforts and regional alliances, switching to the American Emirati AI project. Israel Hayom notes a change in direction due to Iranian threats. The shift in focus underlines the growing influence of military concerns on technological collaborations. This development may lead to a reevaluation of regional partnerships. Finally, the U.S. sanctions against Hezbollah. As reported by I-24 News, these measures follow missile attacks in the Strait of Hormuz. The sanctions aim to curb Iran's influence and disrupt proxy networks. This move could strain U.S.-Iran relations further and affect global oil markets. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel Hayom Business reports a surge in foreign investments despite ongoing conflicts. The stock market has risen by 35%, reflecting economic resilience. Separately, Globes reveals that Israel is in talks with the UAE to sell an air defense system. The deal aims to enhance the UAE's layered defense capabilities amid regional threats. And finally, Walla Business shares a story of a lottery win. A couple in their 40s won 10 million shekels, planning to secure their children's future. This win highlights the unexpected fortunes in daily life. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 10:00 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.